Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Safeguarding the inauguration.
Sometimes the enemies are a little closer to home.
Sights and sounds from the attack.
Some of the most detailed actions of the rioters who stormed the Capitol.
Concern deepens about virus variant.
This is going to start to take over.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In 2 days, we'll witness a change in power, the inauguration of a new president. But with the attack of the Capitol still fresh and threats surfacing every day, there's concern about the possibility of violence, even an insider attack. And the FBI is vetting all 25,000 National Guard troops in Washington. CBS's David Martin spoke with Guard General Dan Hokanson.
Are you worried at all about the reliability of your National Guard troops?
Absolutely not.
Have you been screening some of the troops as they come in?
Yes, sir. In coordination with the Secret Service and the FBI, they're screening all the personnel that are coming in.
60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley asked Acting Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli about President Trump still being in command.
Who does the National Guard answer to?
They answer through DOD. They can have...
To the president.
That's the chain of command. The
if
whole
he
executive,
orders them
the
to stand down, will they stand down?
Well, you're going to have to ask them, but that's unimaginable.
If the president orders DHS to stand down, will you stand down?
We're going to complete our jobs. There's not a stand down. We have a statutory mission we're going to perform under all circumstances.
CBS's Jeff Pagaz says new video of the Capitol attack has now emerged.
New video published by The New Yorker shows rioters pouring through a window into a hallway of the Capitol on January 6th.
Who's house?
There, they told police why they say they were in the building.
We are listening to Trump, your boss.
They eventually gained access to the Senate chamber.
Hey, let's take a seat, people!
Some were searching for lawmakers. On the Senate floor, they rifled through papers looking for any valuable information.
I think people would want us to do this, so
yeah, absolutely.
I think we're good.
And pose for photos.
I love you guys, you're brothers, but we can't be disrespectful.
Don't disrespect.
They can steal an election when he gets in
their chair? No!
Among the more than 120 people arrested in the Capitol attack, a New Mexico county commissioner, a self-proclaimed white supremacist from Maryland, and a Texas real estate agent who took a private jet to D.C. All 50 states are on high alert now, too, but it was a quiet weekend in state capitals for the most part. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang has more on what President-elect Joe Biden plans to do in his first days in office.
On day one as president, Mr. Biden plans to reverse the Trump administration's ban of travelers from some Muslim-majority countries, rejoin the Paris Climate Accord, and mandate mask wearing on federal property and during interstate travel, among other policies. He also plans to extend the pause on federal student loan payments and continue protecting people from evictions and foreclosures.
The U.S. is fast approaching 400,000 coronavirus deaths, and former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells Face the Nation a highly contagious variant could push the country close to 500,000 deaths by the middle of next month.
This really changes the equation, and I think what we're looking at is a relentless strike from this virus heading into the spring. We could have persistently high levels of infection in the spring until we finally get enough people vaccinated.
CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Los Angeles is the first county in the nation to hit 1 million COVID cases. It's facing a more contagious strain, and half of all COVID deaths in California are happening here.
We're a little nervous that this may just be the eye of the hurricane.
Dr. Evan Zahn is part of Cedars-Sinai's COVID line team helping in the ICU.
What concerns you the most right now?
it's people's behavior. We have the science and the technology to get past this.
Adding pressure, vaccines are in short supply. Anxious Americans waiting hours for a dose, if they can get one.
31 million vaccine doses have been distributed. More than 12 million have been administered. The pandemic means many events to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day will take place virtually. Denver normally has a parade on this day. Organizer Dr. Vern Howard says it'll have a different look.
We'll have the traditional parade feel with the laying of the wreath, with the invocations, the passing of the Dr. Martin Luther King Unity Torch. We're asking people to just do something in your own community and film it and send it to us, and you can still be a part of the parade.
Overseas, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was detained when he re-entered the country from Germany, where he was treated following a poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
His decision to come back to Russia stunned many, but he insisted he wasn't afraid. In the terminal, he kissed his wife goodbye and followed police into custody in connection with an embezzlement case many believe is politically motivated. But having made a media circus of his return, Navalny is daring the Russian government to try to silence him again with the whole world watching.
Phil Spector's weekend death at 81 brought an end to a life of music, mayhem, and murder.
Phil Spector produced songs that were part of the soundtrack of the 60s and 70s. A series of mega hits. Spector incorporated what he called the wall of sound, using all sorts of instruments. Anthony DeCurtis with Rolling Stone magazine.
This man altered the course of rock and roll.
But Phil Spector also had a fixation with guns, and his final years were spent behind bars after he was convicted of killing an actress. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In a battle of 40-something quarterbacks, Tom Brady outdueled Drew Brees as Tampa Bay beat New Orleans 30-20 in the NFL playoffs.
Just a great effort. You know, really proud of our team and everything we put in to get to this point. So it was only four teams left. We're one of them.
Brady and the Bucs tangle with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for the NFC title. Kansas City held on to beat Cleveland 22-17 to advance to the AFC championship against Buffalo. Star quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a concussion in the third quarter. For those of us now working from home, the commute to and from work has been missing for months. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says in some ways that's been bad for us.
The hashtag fake commute has been trending as more people pour themselves a cup of coffee and start up the engine. Or take a walk before they sit down to start their work from home days.
We might think our old commutes were a waste of time, but actually, they were pretty useful for us.
Professor Anna Cox at University College in London is calling on work from homers to reclaim that time.
Not only does this give you an opportunity to be more physically active, but it also gives you time to either switch off from work at the end of the day or switch on to work at the beginning.
And like so many other things in life,
you have to plan this, otherwise it's not going to happen.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.